as we move into the new year, this is what, January 12th, I think. Is this the 12th of January? January 12th. And everybody doing okay so far? Not even 2 weeks in. We're not 2 weeks into the new year. Anybody made any bad decisions yet? Bad decisions?
Yeah.
Okay, one. We got one person? Two? Okay, how many made bad choices? Lauren, you're in good company. We're all in good company. How many messed up already? How many had to repent at least once? Is that crazy? Keep it up, huh? And what's really strange about that, but very curious too, is that, and we know different. We know what we're expected to do. We know what we are supposed to do. You know, some of you guys in this room, many I know very well, you are those born again, Bible thumping, card carrying, blood bought, sanctified, Bible toting, scripture quoting, born again Jesus freaks. How many of those persons in here? You still mess up. Right? And you still mess up. And so all of you in this room who thought that you're the only one that messed up, and you thought that, you know, what's wrong with you because you're the one that's messing up all the time, how many of you thought that way, but no, you're in real good company? All of you who messed up already, stand up for a minute. If you messed up, stand up. Look at the church of mess ups right here. Look at all the mess ups in this church. Sit back down, you're making me sick. All that preaching all year long, and you still messing up. You know what I call all of you? You see, some people call you the church. I call you job security. As long as you are here, guess what? I got a job. And it's just the way that it is. Because the spirit is willing, but what? The flesh is weak. And so how many of you know, man, we got a lot of work to do, don't we? We got to continue, as Paul says, we continue to press forward. And how many of you know, sometimes you feel like you're taking 2 steps backwards and 10 steps backwards and 2 steps. I mean, you go forward, then you go back, then you go forward, you go back. How many wind up, hopefully, a couple steps forward into the new year? That's what we hope to do, right? And so, as we get into the new year, I've decided to do a series for you, write a series and do it for you called Jesus is the Way. And the first candle in Advent we light is the way candle. And some of you might not really knew what that meant. And so today I'm going to introduce what I'm going to be doing with you and for you in the next couple months. So let's turn in our Bibles, please. We'll go to Acts chapter 9, verse 2. Acts chapter 9, verse 2.
And asked letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were off the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
Okay, there you can see that it says that they found many who were of the what?
The way.
Now, you may have not known this, but you will never forget it, I'm sure, that the early church was not called the church. It was not called the Christians. It was called what?
The way.
The early believers were known as the way. Interesting. The way. Now turn in your Bible to Acts, where you are now, chapter 22, verse 4. And you're going to be in Acts a while, so you don't take your finger out of that place. You're going to be in there for a while.
I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women.
This is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul says, I persecuted who?
The way.
And the way were who? Christians. But they weren't known as Christians back then. They were known as being part of a movement. Part of a cult back then, they thought. Called the what?
The way.
And they followed the way. And they became the way. And every decision that they made was according to the way. Look at Acts 19:9.
But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus.
Paul is saying he departed from them and he followed the way. And so when we say that Jesus Christ is the way, we're certainly referring to not only his deity, but he's a path. He's the road that the church is supposed to follow. And that path and that road is known as the what? The way. Are you all part of the way here today? You know, I know that you're part of the church. I certainly know I'm not the brightest one here. I clearly will admit that. Ruby and Riley probably far brighter than me. I forgot half the things I knew. How many forgot half the things you ever knew? How many, before when you were younger, you cared about and I say, hey, whatever. Me and you, Sandy, right, whatever. How many forget things from time to time? How many used to worry about it, but now I say, whatever. That's why, you know, I really believe in the hereafter. I really do, because every time I go in the room, I say, what am I hereafter? What am I? How many believe in the hereafter, too? Sandy, Jenny, what am I hereafter? Oh, yeah. So we come until this decision, we say to ourselves, I know that you come to Faith Community Christian Church. Thank you, we appreciate it. Appreciate it. And I know that we have people who download our messages, Pastor Colin and mine on the internet. I know people do, thank God, we appreciate it. Appreciate it. But that doesn't mean that you're part of the way. And fact is, a couple today, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis, had decided they wanted to join our church. Thank you. We appreciate that. And we'll go through some member class. And that's, by the way, you know, keeping count, that's six people so far this year who want to join our church again. It's only January. And so, thank you for, we appreciate that. But none of that means you're part of the way. None of it. Today, we will elect officers. That doesn't mean we're part of the way. It doesn't. It means you're part of the what?
Church.
The church. Part of the church. And there are some pretty big, humongous churches in the city of Pittsburgh, right? Humongous churches. There are churches with thousands of members. I think that Victory Church up in Cranberry, I think it has like millions. I'm not sure it's so big. I don't know. Maybe bazillions. I don't know. They built a sanctuary, then they had a bigger building one. I think they made the sanctuary that they had was like a coffee shop or something. They had millions of people. And I would be willing to tell you probably not all of them are part of the way. I'd be willing to say that. And I can't say that with confidence, but I can certainly assume so. How many could assume so too? And so we need to make sure that we are part of the way. Go to Acts chapter 19, verse 23.
And about that time, there arose a great commotion about the way.
A great commotion about the way. Is there a great commotion today about the way, do you think? Mm. And you know what the reality of it is? Is years ago, like when I was a younger person, obviously much younger person, you didn't hear a lot about commotion about the church. You didn't hear a lot about that. There were some things, but not as many things as 2013, 2014. Right? I mean, really, truly. And some of the things are so superficial. And I know it's kind of cute that, you know, a person off the street got the ride in the Pope Mobile. You know, you heard about that? They made a big deal about some guy jumping into the Pope Mobile and riding around the Vatican. That's cool, but really? That's newsworthy? Really? How many ride people around all day and they'll be asking to interview you? And some of the folks I ride around, they should be interviewing me. I tell you that right now. I mean, really? I'm riding the Pope Mobile? That's Fox News worthy? Really? Taking a ride with the Pope? Really? And so there's all kinds of things that we like to, you know, write about the church. And back then it says a lot of commotion about the way. Let's look at Acts 24, verse 14.
But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the Lord of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets.
Hey, and one more, let's go to Acts 24:22, right down the street from 14.
Okay. But when Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way. He adjourned the proceedings and said, "When Lysias the commander comes down, I will make a decision on your case."
Okay, so clearly you can see all through Acts, and I could give you some more, that talks about the church being known as what?
The way.
The way. And so from now on and forevermore, you'll never forget that before the believers and the followers were called Christians, before they were called the church, they were known as the way. So why the way? I mean, why the way? Yeah, Jamie's right. Why the way? Well, there's a reason for that. There's a major reason for that. And turn in your Bibles, please. I'm going to have you turn towards Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14.
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Hey, let's talk about this for just a second. Jesus said there are two ways. There are two ways. A broad way and a narrow way. Now, I want you just to sit back and relax for just a second. I want you to think about all of the choices that we make in our lifetime. How many choices do we make between this or that? This or that? There are small, minuscule choices which really don't mean anything. Like, for example, what time to get up. Small choice, small. Do I get up at 7:30? Do I get up a quarter to 8? But small choices. We choose what to have for breakfast or not have it at all. It's small, teensy-weensy choices, but they're still choices, aren't they? They're still choices. We choose what to wear. We make choices as far as where to live. We make choices as far as where to work. We make choices as far as whom to marry. We make choices as far as to have children or not. We make choices. How many know you make choices? You make choices. That's choices. Life is full of choices. And every one of the choices that we make has consequences to them. Good or bad. How many agree with that? Just the way it works. And some of those very small choices that we make have pretty small, insignificant kind of consequences to it. If I choose not to eat in the morning, I might be hungry in the afternoon. A small consequence. You know, if I don't eat well enough in the morning, I may be dragging as the day goes on. How many hate around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? How many hate 2:30, 3 o'clock when you're in a boring meeting? Oh. And if we choose not to take care of ourselves, but we have consequences of that, don't we? And so there's these choices. Everybody makes these choices. And as we continue to go through life, there are choices. And some of these choices that we make have bigger consequences to them. And so we stand at the middle of a road. And we say, gee, should I do this or should I do that? How many's ever been in that situation? Should I do this or should I do that? And everybody has them. I have them. Should I do this? Should I do that? What says the majority of folk choose this? The majority of people choose the same choice that you would make. The majority of people choose the same choices that you make. And it's simply obvious because that road is what? Wide. The road is wide. And the road doesn't have a lot of obstacles in it. And the road is smooth. Why? Because so many people have gone that way. And they've made the road what? Wide. Wide is the road. Wide is the gate. Wide. And there's really not a lot of obstacles there because it's been what? Trample down. You can breeze through that road. Because everybody's gone on that road. But what about this one? What about the one to the right? Narrow. Narrow is the road, and narrow is the gate. Why? Why is it so narrow? Because not a lot of people, what? Not a lot of people go down that road. They pick the what? The wide one. The easy one. They pick the road that is so well traveled. It's hard to pick that right one. It's hard to go through that narrow one that's full of obstacles and full of rocky soil. The one you trip when you stumble, you trip when you stumble. You know this wide road? You're not stumbling on the wide road. You're not. Nobody goes down the wide road falling down and stumbling. You breeze through the wide road. How many understand that? You breeze through that one. It's the one to the right. It's the one where you fall and you get up and you fall and you get up and you fall and you get up. How many know what I'm talking about here? You fall down and you get back up, or you fall down and you get back up. And so many times you fall down and you feel like going back. Narrow. Narrow is that road. You see, some of you in this room forgot that. And the reason why you forgot that is because you have made a choice in your life. You've made a choice in your life that you want to hang around with people on that road, on the right. Most of you in this room, hopefully all of you, but I'm assuming, most of you, hopefully, are hanging around with people that are on the road to the right. And you forgot that it's narrow. Because you're hanging around with people on that road. How many understand that? But when you look at the world, you're on a very thin road. Get out into the world and profess your love of Christ and see what road you're on. It's comfortable in here. Go out into the world and make the decisions to follow Christ and see what road you're on then. You're popular in here. This is a popular place for born-agains. Or you can stand up and profess your faith. You can get up and speak like Glenn. Nobody's going to put you down for doing it. Hey, praise God. Thank you, Glenn, for letting the Holy Spirit talk to you. Now let him go do that at the bus station and find out what road he's on. How many understand that? I got a phone call about 2 years ago, maybe coming up on 2 years. And they have remembered that I used to play in a band with Sonny. And this person called me on the phone and said, hey, was you part of those Bel Airs? Yeah, I did that. Hey, we're having a street fair. Could you come and do some of those songs that you used to do? Well, I could. But that's not really who I'm about. Well, yeah, I know. You're a pastor now. Yeah. Well, listen, could you come and please don't do any of that Jesus stuff? I could. I probably could do some of that non-Jesus stuff. I'm not. I probably could, but I'm not. What do you mean you're not? Well, geez, well, that's an easy thing to understand. No. No, it's no. It's just no. How many understand when you make those decisions, you find out you're on the narrow road, don't you? A couple of years back, I was marrying a dentist who I know. And my dentist friend wanted me to go to the bachelor party. And I had asked, well, where's the bachelor party at? And I was told on the south side. And I said, can't go. Mm-mm. Can't go. And this friend of mine had said, what do you mean you can't go? You're my friend. Hey, yeah, you're right. I still can't go. Come on, Rev. He calls me Rev. Come on, Rev. Come on, you got to come to the bachelor party. No, I'm not coming, Doc. I'm not coming. Come on, Rev. Everybody I know is going to be there. I got to introduce you to them. Hey, I appreciate it. Meet them at the wedding, not going. Come on, Rev. Why aren't you going? Why aren't you going, Rev? Why aren't you going? I said, well, I don't want to. Come on, you know you don't have to drink. Oh, time out. Okay, well, where's it at? It's on the south side. Where? At McDonald's? Well, no, you know. To the bar. Oh. To the bar. And what will you be doing at this bachelor party? You know, guy stuff. I said, guy stuff? No, not going. Why ain't you going? Number one, it's at a bar. Number two, it's at a bar on the south side, which is right down the street from where I'm a minister and a chaplain. Come imagine I come walking out of the bar on the south side, and somebody sees me, they're probably saying, oh, he probably had to go to the bathroom. Oh, really? You think that guy's driving that road, seeing Pastor Trump come out of the bar and say, oh, he must have had to go to the bathroom, probably had himself a Diet Coke. You think that what he's thinking? Guess who I just saw? Coming out of the bar. Number three. I'm married 42 years. I don't have to see people undressed. Number four. My kid was killed by a drunk driver and I'm not going. You know how much ridicule I got for that? I can't begin to tell you. In fact, my friend is no longer my friend. And guess what? I'm okay with it. Because what the Lord takes away, he gives back. You understand that when you choose the road on the right, you're going to find out that's not an easy road to choose. Because everybody's where? On that road. And guess what? Everybody in the whole world is saying, hey, come on down this road. It's fine. Let's go. This is a great way to go. Fun and games. Yaha. There ain't many on that road. And you know why the gate is so small? Because everybody's saying, don't go down there. Don't go down there. We're trying to fight you back. We're crowding you in. But wide is the road that leads to destruction. Wide is the road that leads to your downfall. How many been down that road and understood that too? Oh, as the old saying goes, it's all fun till somebody shoots their eye out. How many understand that? It's all fun till somebody what? Gets hurt. You see, that wide road where all your buddies are on, you know when your mamas and daddies said, don't hang around with those kids, you're going to get you in trouble. How many ever heard that speech at least one time? Don't hang around with those kids, you're going to get in trouble. How many know they were right? Now, maybe here's the better question. I'm certainly hoping you want one of the kids their mothers warned them about. I'm trying not to look at you, Dave. I'm trying not to look at you. I mean, there are some of us that might have been those kids that the other parents were warning about. How many understand that too? But see, wide is the road, right? Come on, Ma, let me go swimming in the river. No, you ain't going swimming. But oh my, what? Friends are. Everybody I know in the whole high school is down in the river. Do you want to go in the wide road? And that's the excuse that you use. Well, everybody else is. See, you know those cliches, right? Everybody else is. Why can't I? What a good reason to go down the wide road because everybody else is doing it. Really? Of course, in the wisdom of our mothers and the wisdom of our father, well, I guess if everybody jumped off a bridge, what's the rest? You'd do it too. Well, the reality of it is, with bungee jumping, guess what? I probably would. You wouldn't. No. And so, our excuse for wanting to travel down the wide road is because everybody's going down the wide road. I want to be popular. Really? Anybody grow up out of that yet? Did anybody grow up and know it's not neat to be popular by your friends? Who wants to be popular? Really? When is the last time you have ever said this ever? You know what? I'm not going where everybody else goes. I'm going to the right. I don't care if they talk about me. I don't care if they gossip about me. And nowadays, I don't care if they put stuff on Facebook about me. I am going to the right. And I don't care if anybody goes with me. Because Christ is. When's the last time you said that? When's the last time you stood at a junction of choices in your life? When is the last time you said, you know, this time I'm going to do the right thing, not the easy thing. This time I'm going to do that which is expected of me. Years ago, we all had that bracelet that we wore, probably 10 years ago by now, maybe even longer, WWJD. How many remember the WWJD? Anybody still got one? We wear it, right? Oh, we wore that thing with a badge of honor. The WW, because people say, what's that mean, W? Is that like part of the wrestling stuff, WW, like WWF or something? I tell people, yeah, it's kind of wrestling, all right, I tell you that. WWJD, what would, here's a better one. Here's a better one. I know what he would do. Maybe a better one is, what would Jesus have me do? Write that down, Bob. Let's print them things up. We'll build a church in no time. You heard me say, it's recorded. If it comes out, I said it. It's on recording, right? I said it. What would Jesus have me do? And you're at the crossroad, right? You're at the crossroad. What would Jesus have me do? So what are some things he'd have me do? When it came time to forgive someone, what would Jesus have me do? Forgive them. When it came time to chase somebody down the road and give them a piece of my mind for beeping the horn at me too often, my little road rage thing going, what would Jesus have me do? When it came time for a disagreement with my spouse and I get a little anger thing going on, what would Jesus have me do? What would Jesus have me do? How many know what Jesus would have me do is different than what the world would have me do? Yes. Wouldn't that be so? See, over here is the cheering section of life. I'm serious. Over here, Glenn, is the cheering section of life. Hey! You're one of us! Praise God! You're one of us! Anybody tired of being one of them yet? See, I don't want to be one of us. I want to be with him. Us is over here and he is over there. Anybody want to be over there with him? I want to be over there. I don't want to be popular. I want to be blessed. I don't want lifted up on a pedestal. I want down on my knees. I don't want people lifting me up. I want them lifting him up. Help me understand that. Turn your Bibles to one more. John 14:6.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Yeah. You want to know why they said they're the way? Because Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the way. Let me burst your bubbles, okay? Dr. Phil's not the way. If you have books by Dr. Phil, cool, pretty cool. Not the way. Now, in order, hopefully not to hurt anyone's feelings, because you know me by now, from the deepest, deepest bowels of my heart, I don't care anyhow. Joel Olsteen's not the way. No, he's not. Joel Olsteen is not the way. Dr. Phil is not the way. Montel, definitely not the way. Maury Povich, don't even worry about. Oprah, any pastor that you can name, they are fallible. They make mistakes. They are humans. Jesus is the way. Amen. Jesus is the way. Are you following him? Don't follow me. Really. You do not want to climb in my mind. You'll be confused. You don't. Where's Shauna? Shauna, right? No. He is the way. Real quick, Acts 16:17.
This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation."
Yes, Jesus is the way to salvation. Right in Acts, stay there, chapter 18, verses 25 to 26.
This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately of the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
All right. In the weeks ahead, you know, I'm writing a series right now, and I have all my titles down. Here are the Sunday morning messages that you're going to get, I hope. Jesus is the way to God, the way to the truth, the way to life, the way of love, the way of joy, the way of peace, the way of unity, the way of prayer, the way of forgiveness, the way of bearing fruit, the way of service, the way of suffering, and the way to glory. How many need to learn those things? You need to learn those things, don't you? All right. Make sure you come back next week and we'll start this. The way to God. If there's someone who you know who does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you are suspicious that they may not know the Lord as Savior, you bring them next Sunday. And I know the way this works. Some of us are intimidated by telling others about Christ because they might not invite you to the Thanksgiving Day dinner kinds of stuff. I know. Oh, they think I'm a Bible thumper. Well, I'm not afraid to tell them I'm a Bible thumper. So if you do not know for absolutely sure that someone in your family is saved, you bring them. You bring them next Sunday. We'll be told. But here's one thing I want to counsel you on. When you bring them and they leave here, they will never, ever be able to say they weren't told. All they will ever be able to say from that day forward is they said what? No. Everybody got the idea? Next Sunday, the way to God. It'll be the gospel message. Next Sunday, the way to God. Some of you will say, "Oh, I heard it before." Well, you need to hear it again. You need to hear it again. And so, if you know somebody in your family that's not saved, or you don't know that they are saved, you don't need to tell. By the way, when you tell them, "Hey, come to Sunday," that pastor's going to jump all over you. They're not going to come. They're not going to come. Everybody on the same page, right? Hey, Pastor Tom wants to talk to you. They're not going to come. Just invite them to church. And let's let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we know the way. We know the way. And Lord, the way is narrow. And the gate is narrow. And that road is tough. It's tough. But Lord, either we're with you or we're not. So, Lord, I guess that when we come to life, we can choose the wide road. We can do like everybody else does, I suppose. We're in good company over there any old how. Or we can do the right thing. We can follow the right way, and we can follow Jesus. Go through the narrow gate. Take the narrow road. Take the road less traveled. If more of us would make that choice, Heavenly Father, that road might not be so narrow after all. So, Lord, help us when we come to the decisions and choices of life to choose the narrow way. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes, Lord, we won't have a lot of buddies on that road. That's true. But you'll be there. And you'll be with us every step of the way. In your awesome name, we do pray these things. And all of God's people said,